the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them." Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time a voice from heaven answered, 'What God has made clean, you are not to call profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Just then, three men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to be able to hinder God?" When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, "God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too." The Word of God. A few weeks ago, when I asked my seminarian students to define an arranged mind, they used such words as orderly, clear, logical. However, this is not what Jesus had in mind when he addressed the condition of an arranged mind. Jesus uses the words obdurate and stiff-necked. Many of the authorities in Jesus' day couldn't stomach him because he was too different. At first, he astounded the religious leaders, and then he alienated them. He didn't fit their image of a good Jew, and he certainly didn't fit their image of God. In their eyes, Jesus didn't act at all like God ought to act. The God he proclaimed was not the God they had in mind. The God he proclaimed was very different. These authorities suffered from an arranged mind. An arranged mind is a set mind, set to see life and people and God in only one certain way. An arranged mind is resistant to seeing. An arranged mind is self-righteous. If we have arranged minds, we believe that our ideas and our ways are the only way, and of course, the right way. An arranged mind leads to a hardened heart, an obdurate heart. Now, that word obdurate means callous, compassionless, malicious, mean, unrelenting. So unrelenting, even God cannot break through. Obviously, the apostles and the brothers in Judea who received Peter's report were not afflicted with an arranged mind. Because in the words of the gospel, at Peter's words, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too. They were open to a God of surprises. They welcomed a God of abundant difference. Now, this was nothing short of miraculous. A centuries-long barrier between Jews and Gentiles was dealt a death blow. What about us? How predisposed to a God of difference are we? Last year, on the founding day of the Dominican Sisters of Peace, Father Don Gergen asked the following questions. How open are we to conversion? What do we do with the new wine given to us? How do we put new wine into old wineskins? What needs to change? Do we trust God? Remember, God does unexpected and difficult things. Do we allow breathing room for God? A number of unexpected changes and requests have been coming at We Dominican Sisters of Peace all year. Things are being done differently in a number of areas in our lives. And isn't that true for most of us? And we all groan as yet something different confronts us. And we ask, is all this necessary? Perhaps we need to look at all of such things in a different light. Where is the God of surprise in all the different things that come to us day after day? All the unexpected things we didn't plan for. Could the surprising God be hiding in the details? Can we unarrange our set minds to make room for the Holy Spirit to work new wonders in us?